We're at the drought meeting in Omaha today and talking to Steve Wellman, president of the American Soybean Association. Steve is from Syracuse, Nebraska. Steve, I wanted to ask you about the farm bill situation now. Congress will come back after the elections, of course, for the lame duck session. So from ASA standpoint, what are you hoping to see?
Well, we certainly hope that the the House of Representatives takes up the farm bill, the bill that's been out of their ag committee, and pass that farm bill and get it to conference committee, and so that the differences can be worked out at that point in time, and then that we end up with a final approved five-year bill as we move into 2013.
Are you optimistic that's going to happen in the lame duck?
Well, yeah, I think. Well, I am, but I think we have to be also. The alternatives really don't make any sense. And to have the bill expired like we have now, we see some foreign market development funds that we utilize for market development overseas to make sure we have access to markets and a place for our soybeans in particular in our case. But those funds will have expired and will run out on October 1st. Other portions of the credit guarantee program that's expired, so there's definitely hazards here of potential losing market and not being able to continue our programs that we have in our global markets to continue to meet their needs and develop other markets yet too as we move along through the future. But really it's a bill that there's a lot of good things in it. I mean, there's improvements in crop insurance included in the new legislation, the proposed legislation. There's a reduction in the cap of the Conservation Reserve Program that lowers that cap, so there's cost savings there, brings more acres back into production on a gradual basis. And really, in response to the drought that we have and the discussion that we've had here today about what steps can we take to alleviate some of the damage that's been done by the dry weather and the lack of forages, the lack of grain production and soybean production, bring some of those CRP acres back into production that can be used for either grain or forage, and have those accessible to our livestock industry here and our processors here in the United States. That's a great option. The market development programs that I mentioned, to continue those research as we look forward to meeting the needs of the growing need of in the world. Protein needs are expected to increase 75% by 2025. And soybeans will play a huge part in meeting that demand for protein, either through the soybeans themselves for human consumption or through livestock and the protein that through the meat products and poultry products. So there's all kinds of aspects of the new bill that really, really match up well with what we need to do, the certainty that we need, and the programs that to move us forward and to meet the needs of our consumers, the farmers, and our industry.